What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host.
Just me again.
God, you suck at this, bro.
I know. It's hard.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
You suck at this, damn
it. I suck at it. I'm the only full-timer left around here.
I know. The part-timer said, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm like, you're a part-timer anyway, so.
Right.
We are not, you know, expecting you to, come every week, you know? So that's Miss Sherry Arnold for you guys. Come on, guys. Come on. Give her a break. She's got kids, man.
She's doing stuff.
I got my kids.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't even know if she's competing tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. She hasn't said anything.
No, no, right? Like, she's been radio silent.
We all have this week.
I know, man. I've been busy.
Wait, tell me about it. Same.
You know, I get off of work, I go home, walk my dog, and head to the gym.
There you go. I know you've hit it 3 times, going on 4 this week. Tomorrow will be 4.
That's right. So I get home, I take a shower, I eat, I watch TV for like half an hour, and off to bed I go.
I'm not even
fucking around. It's like once 8:30 comes around, I'm like, I'm locking everything up. It's time for bed. I'm old. I'm okay with that. You know,
it's nice. The only downside for me is when I go to bed that early, dude, 4 o'clock, wide awake, ready to go.
I could sleep till about 5:30. You know, that's when my alarm goes off. And if the alarm didn't go off, then by 6:30, I'd be up.
Yeah, even on the weekends where there's no alarm, there's nothing. The kids are gonna probably sleep till 8. You know, Amanda's gonna sleep till whenever you let her.
She still can, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh dude, she can go to sleep. She's got the pattern. She's got her routine. Every night she goes to bed, she does her routine, she gets to bed, she plays her game for a little bit. And then when she turns over and plugs her phone up, by the time she sets it down, as she's rolling back over, she's asleep. It's crazy.
It's got to be all those years of not sleeping with, you know, with young children.
Well, with young children, all those years at graveyard shift, you know, just so it was sleep. You know, you come home, sleep now. This is the only chance I've got.
Yeah.
Me, I can't do that. I mean, I try, but it's just like, I'll go to bed, lay there for a little bit, I'll finally get to go to sleep. You know, I don't go to sleep that fast.
Shit, man, I'll be honest. Like, when we're done with the podcast, I'm probably going to go home, going to eat something, and like 9 o'clock rolls around, I'll be like, it's time to go to bed. I've been up since 5:30. It's pretty late at 9 at this point, you know?
Unless there's something I want to catch up on maybe Netflix or Hulu or some shit like that.
I haven't even checked Netflix to see what's out there because, let's see, my show ended last week, the Grand Tour.
Okay.
Speaking of the Grand Tour, I caught a glimpse of the new Corvette. You know how they have it disguised with the camouflage thing so you don't know what it's really going to look like? Well, they have a picture. Car and Driver has a picture out there right now.
Of the legit design?
Of the legit design. And it looks like a Ferrari.
Really?
Dude, it looks amazing.
Well, this one's going to be a mid-engine, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the mid-engine one. Yeah. So it looks, to me, it looks a little bit like a Ferrari.
Okay.
I was like, and they have it in like red too. So I was like, God damn, that looks good. It's like, if I had that kind of money, I'll probably be investing in one of those. I'm sure your boss will probably buy one.
If they make, you know, a super high end one of it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. This one was the entry model, but it still looked like it's going to be expensive. It looks super nice.
He was actually trying to blow smoke up my ass the other day because we've got to go up to North Carolina the end of this month, and you know, I'm driving, he's driving. Just because it's a 6-hour trip, and I'd rather just do that than fly. So, and I've got another guy riding with me like we did last year, and he was trying to tell me, he's like, yeah, I think I might drive my Corvette up to Cary. I was like, no, the fuck you're not. I was like, you freak out driving that motherfucker to where you go eat breakfast at on Saturday mornings. You don't have a bra on it, so no, you're not driving that thing 6 hours.
Yeah, that's not on the highway. That's not a car that you drive for six hours.
No, I don't even know if a Corvette would be that comfortable to be in for 6 hours.
I've never been in one, so I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I mean, sports cars like that, they're known to be, you know, they're known for their sportiness.
Yeah.
Not their
comfort.
Yeah, this is comfortable.
Well, unless you get that Cadillac with the Corvette engine in it.
Yeah.
That son of a bitch got to be comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Cadillac.
It is. It is. There was actually, when we used to have a Cadillac, I was up there getting it serviced one time and just talking with the sales guy. He was like, hey, you see that they had one. He was like, yeah, you see that? I was like, yeah. He goes, woman bought it. She had it 3 days. She came back, traded it in.
Is that a Corvette?
No, the Cadillac. Oh. One with that. What is it? What was it? The SRX one? Or no, that's Subaru. Whatever their call sign was for the. It was a CTS body style.
Yeah.
But it had the Corvette engine in it and everything. Yeah. She had it for three days.
The V, I think it is, or something.
Yeah, maybe it was the VTS. But she had it 3 days and then traded it back and got a nice CTS. But she had to get away from that motor. She had got 4 traffic tickets in 3 days with that car.
Because she was hauling ass.
Hauling ass everywhere. Just fucking everywhere.
Well, that thing's got like 566 horsepower.
Yeah. So it's real easy to do.
Yeah.
My truck's super easy to do that in. Just because of the comfort. Like,
You don't feel it.
You don't feel it. Yeah. And I've looked down before when, like, we'll just be traveling down 95 or some shit like 80, that. 80, 90. Yeah, I'm 80 miles. I do the same thing. Amanda has in the Audi, she's got the speed alarm set. So if you break 80, it'll beep. Kind of thing. And every time I drive that car, beep. Yep. And I'll sit there and cuss it. Be like, son of a bitch.
Can you take it off or what?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's set to her profile. So I'm like, I'm not going to go in there.
Have you seen the new Q3?
Yes.
Dude.
I'm telling you, Audi, dad has one. I was pretty impressed with it. And then when we got ours and I actually got to spend more time driving it.
Yeah.
They make a very nice vehicle.
Yeah, well, you know, Audi owns Audi, obviously.
Yeah.
Volkswagen, Lamborghini.
Yeah, so, they're all that family.
They make a good car.
They do. The comfort level of that car and just the way it drives, especially with it being an all-wheel drive and everything, it's nice.
Before I bought mine, I was looking at a Volkswagen GTI. But, you know, they're a little pricey, man. A
little bit.
You know, and granted, it's faster, better specs and everything. But again, we live in a town that there's no place where you can like really.
Yeah, you're not going to open it.
Open it up and, you know, and not fucking crash.
Yeah, and any place that you could open it up going out of town, there's already people. Listen, there's cops sitting there going, yeah, come on.
The most I do in my car is like 80. Like, well, you know, coming back from Tampa, it was kind of late, you know, when I bought it.
You know,
we went and saw a tournament down in Tampa. And it was my birthday weekend. So Michelle and I are heading back to her mom's because we were staying in Orlando. And there was nobody in the road. So I'm on I-4. Nobody on there.
It's easy to open up on
and
4.
And I'm just like, zoop.
That stretch between Tampa and Orlando is a nice. It's nice and straight and there ain't a lot of construction. It ain't like the other way.
No, yeah. I think I got up to like 100 miles an hour and that was about it.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, and I'm not going to do that around town here. I think, again, the most that I'll do is like 80 miles an hour, but, you know. So speed is not really a factor to me.
Not anymore.
Comfort and, you know, gas mileage.
I like getting in my truck, being super comfortable. It's hot. I'll go ahead and put on the seat AC. So I've got the AC blowing up my back.
Yeah, and your ass.
Yep. And just cruise. Like I said, man, I hardly ever take that truck over 2,000 RPM. Yeah. I mean, it's diesel. So, I mean, I just nice and easy, go about my way. Suspension's a little tight because it's a 2500, so it's very truck feely. It's boom when you hit something. But I had a load. I did my mulch this week, and a yard of mulch dumped in the back of it. That fucking truck drives like a dream because when you do hit bumps, it just absorbs them. Like you don't move. It just goes, you just move on.
It's a truck. It's supposed to do that, so.
My Dodge used to do the same thing. My Dodge did it to the point where I honestly started looking at removing the spare tire because we had a lot of lead from the race cars because your race car had to weigh a certain amount.
Yeah.
And we would melt it down and place it in blocks so that way we could bolt it to the frames. So we had a lot of lead. I almost literally thought about making me a lead plate to stick and put it on the back of the truck where the spare tire was to just weight it down a little bit to give it that feel because trucks just ride so much better when they've got a little bit of weight in the beds. So
yeah, it's a making it stick to the ground
a little bit. Yeah, because that's the only, that was the one thing I had to get used to from going from that excursion, which was a tank.
Yeah,
I mean, that thing was just heavy as all hell, to a truck. Now in weather, you know, I have to be a little more thinking about what I'm doing, because it's real easy. You can, that rear end can come out from under you super quick if you're not careful.
Have you seen the new excursion?
They don't have a new excursion.
They do have a new excursion.
No, they don't.
No, I'm sorry. It's an expedition.
Yeah. No, they do not have a new excursion. The only way you can get a new excursion is you can get, I think it's, you can either get up to a 2015 or 2016 F-250. Then you have to take it to a guy. I think he's in Oklahoma. He'll chop it. He'll chop the frame, lengthen it, and then he'll basically build the body of an excursion. And you can have a 2016 Ford excursion.
So why did Ford stop making them?
I don't know. It's one of the
very cost effective.
Well, I mean, there's a ton of them out there still. Mine held value unbelievably well. I mean, even it was an 04 and it was still listed. Last time we looked at Blue Book, it was still listed at almost 15,000, 16,000.
Wow.
Yeah. I'd actually had people offer a lot more than that to me at car shows before. Like just be, hey, is that yours? Yeah. I'll buy it from you right now. Diesel? Yeah. Four-wheel drive? Yeah. I'll buy it right now.
Like, they were hauling shit, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the thing. Dad had to – the salesman was losing his mind with Dad, because Dad bought it. Dad bought it because he just wanted an excursion. He had absolutely zero use for it. He just likes diesels. He likes big trucks. So that's why he bought it. So the guy was asking him, he's like, you got a big family? He's like, no. Are you pulling stuff? You hauling stuff? No. Well, why are you getting an excursion? I want one.
Because I'm the fucking customer and I got the money.
And I got the money and I'm buying it.
For sure.
Now, I used it. I pulled, you know, everything in the world with it. That truck, that was nice. It was a good vehicle, man.
You love that truck.
I did. I really did. But it started breaking down, started having little issues here and there, and it just started getting to the point where it was becoming not cost effective to keep.
Yeah, what was the last issue? You had to pay like $6,000 to get it fixed?
Yeah, I had a fuel leak on the motor, and then by the time I was going to get that fixed and everything, it was going to be around $4,000.
Woo!
And I was just like, dude, that's almost a year's worth of truck payments, or a half a year's worth of truck payments. I'm like, I'd rather just get a new truck, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what we did. I, you know, limped its way to the fucking dealership, and now everything's fine. Looks great. Works great. They gave me good money for it. And shit, got the truck I got now.
Cool.
Yeah, got my payment working. That's what's nice, man, is when you finally start learning how to, the way money works and shit like that, and you kind of grow up. You know, I remember buying vehicles. You probably did the same thing when you bought a vehicle. Like, you're like, I got to have this vehicle. I need it.
Yeah.
You know, there's no two ways around it. People could be telling you, this is a bad deal. I don't care. I need it.
I want it.
I want it. I need it. Yeah. Now, I was like, hey, here are the numbers. I want that truck. I'm trading that truck in, and I want my numbers to read this.
I grew up about 10 years ago.
Did you?
When I bought my Honda, because I kept buying cars and rolling over, you know, the negative equity. And I'm like, fuck. So I bought the Honda that I drove for fucking 10 years, you know, and I drove that son of a bitch into the ground, man.
Yeah.
You know, it was an 05 Accord, and I'm like, I'm not buying new again. I'm going to drive this until the wheels fall off.
Which is a long ass time.
And pretty much they did, you know, and I didn't take care of it. If I had taken care of that Honda, I would still be driving it.
Mm-hmm.
But it lasted me 10 years. I went without a car payment for almost 4 years, you know, and that was great. Not having a car payment.
Dude, this one,
I'm like keeping up with the maintenance like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to drive it into the ground, but I'm going to make sure that if I can get extra life out of it, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm not about to waste money.
No.
And buying new cars. Sure, I love cars. Would I like to have a newer car? Sure, we all would.
Sure.
But what's the point?
It's low on my list.
Yeah.
There's too many other things that are higher up on my list that I need to take care of.
Yeah, there's too much shit, man. And you know, a car is a tool.
Yeah.
To take you from point A to point B.
And you don't spend a lot of time in yours.
No.
I mean, what do you spend a day in it? Maybe an hour?
No.
Less?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Well, no, maybe about an hour.
About an hour? I mean, I figured, you know, 30 minutes average commute.
The days that I don't go to the gym, like, for example, today I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So had we not done the podcast,
mm-hmm.
10 minutes to work, 10 back, that's 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. You know, that's it. But now that I'm back at the gym, you know, and I'm going to Mayport,
mm-hmm.
that's a 25 minute drive, 25 back.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's not a bad drive.
No, no. I got to start making that drive just to start seeing what it looks like for the afternoons. Bro, listen,
you're going to get off on
Atlantic.
No.
What do you want me to get off on Monument?
You get off on Monument.
Go the back way?
And you go the back way. Bro, it moves.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. There's rarely any traffic.
Huh. All right.
You know? So, Monument to Mayport.
Hmm.
It's really easy. There's rarely any traffic.
Oh, check it out. Because the thing is I know there's, you know, I want to do like what you did this week, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, you know, for workouts.
Yeah.
But Tuesdays and Thursdays are Amanda's run days. That's when she runs at Mayo. So those will be days where I'll have to go get Tyler. So I need to go and see, cause I've got to get him on San Jose or San Pablo. And then come back. So I just need to drive that a few times to just kind of see, okay, what's my average time going to take? When do I need to pick him up to be at the gym at a, you know, time?
The workout starts at 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
But if you're in San Pablo, what time do you got to pick him up?
Well, I could pick him up anytime. But I mean, like, that's what I mean. Like, when do I leave here to get him to then from him to the training yard?
Yeah, then you would have to get off on Atlantic.
Yeah, because that's normally the way Waze takes me is Atlantic down the sand and then get him and then come back. But see, the problem is trying to make that left turn out of his school on San Pablo. It's a nightmare. It really is. So it's almost like, would it be worth literally just going right, jumping on beach? Jumping over the ICW and then coming back that way, going down 3rd Street and coming up to Mayport that route from Jack's Beach.
If you're stopping at the yard and doing the workout, then yes.
Yeah. Because it's either that or I could just take San Pablo and go back to Atlantic and then fine. But it's just trying to make that left turn.
Yeah.
Because it's literally his school is like a mile north of Beach Boulevard. So that traffic right through there is just – I've done it. But there again, I'm in a big truck. So a lot of times I just – you know, throw the birds up and just start pulling out and just people just have to hit the brakes and then I go. People are not happy, but I've made my turn.
Yeah.
It's the nice thing about being in a big vehicle.
That's a big butch.
Mm-hmm. And I have to remember it too, because like if I pull up on somebody in the left lane while we're going down the road, you know, at a good clip on the highway, I do that in Amanda's car. They don't move. They're just like, whatever, screw you, piss off.
You Audi driving motherfucker.
I do that in that truck with the fog lights and everything on at night and come rolling up on them, but shitting and getting. They're like, I'm out the way.
Move, bitch. Yep. Get out the way.
They do. So I'm like, thank you. Move on.
Speaking of school, have you been keeping up with the USC scandal?
The USC scandal? No.
Yeah, I think Aunt Becky's going to jail.
Oh, you mean the college, the test-taking stuff. I didn't know. Was that the school? Was it USC?
Yeah, it was USC.
Well, I know there's been USC, and there's been a couple other schools that are in it.
Well, the most high-profile one is, you know, this one because, you know.
Yeah, Full House Girl.
Aunt Becky apparently mm-hmm. paid $500,000 to get her kids into USC. It's like, yo. Let them go to whatever fucking school they can get in.
Wouldn't it just been, I mean.
Well, I didn't know, but they falsified like their SATs.
Yeah. Well, the guy took like from what some of the things I've heard, like the guy was actually taking the tests for kids, getting their scores up so they would be accepted. But I'm just going, that's to be accepted like on scholarships and shit like that. Can't you just pay to go to USC?
Right.
And is it more expensive than
$500,000? Well, it might be. Is it a private school?
I don't think so.
Because I know University of Miami is a private school.
Is it? Okay.
But I thought that, you know, you could just enroll and pay for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
I just don't get the whole thing as to why they would have to do.
I mean, I guess if you got to pay $500,000 to get in, there must be something more to it.
I think it might be a private school. It's got to be. Because otherwise, you just enroll. It's a state college, right?
You would think. I mean, it's not FCJ, but.
But you can go to the University of North Florida.
Yeah, you can go to
UNF. Enroll, and mm-hmm. you can pay for your classes, and that's it.
Yeah.
So unless it's a private school and there's like loops and, you know, bullshit that you got to deal with. I mean, I just don't understand the point of having to falsify SATs.
Well, it is private.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. That's the issue.
Private research university.
There it is.
Yep. Okay.
Because Felicity Hoffman, I know she admitted guilt to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aunt Becky, her name is Lori Loughlin, has not admitted guilt
yet. Yeah, I've seen that.
And
I'm kind of like, why?
Well, they're looking at giving her fucking 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years for what?
I'd be like, what was your initial offer? Guilty.
It's like, fuck. She's just trying to get her kids into a good college. I mean, granted, I get that she cheated the system.
Yeah.
And, you know, SATs were altered. But is that like a felony?
I think so. I do. I think so. It may not, I don't know. I don't know.
Who governs that? I mean.
Well, it's a private school. So, yeah, who would? Well, I don't know, because an SAT is a state test. So, I mean, it would be a federal
offense.
A federal offense.
Okay.
Well, so, because, I mean, every state has an SAT, standard academic test.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I just think that 40 years is a little too.
40 years is a bit much. I think maybe, you know.
Man, just.
Is she going to do 40? Absolutely not.
Just.
She's going to pay.
Just slap her on the wrist. Give her a fine. If you want her to serve time, make it 6 months or something.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, 40 years.
Aunt Becky can't handle prison.
No. Mm-mm. She's still hot.
Yeah, they'll fuck her up.
She'll get her box eaten on the daily.
Mm-hmm. That's fresh white meat.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that to Aunt Becky.
Like, Aunt Becky, bent over. I'm going to eat that from the back. And that's some chick that weighs like 300 pounds.
Right. It's Pam.
I just thought that was a little much.
Yeah, 40 is a bit of a stretch. I mean, but there again. Okay, so 40 is a bit of a stretch, I feel. But what if you done it?
They're fucking lethal injection.
Yeah.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah, you got the death penalty off the get.
Yeah, they're going to charge me with that. And they probably like, you know, charge me with JFK's and Jimmy Hoffa's assassinations and mm-hmm. shit. They might even throw MLK's assassination on me too.
Damn right.
Cause I'm a spick.
Yep. You're one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you call a Puerto Rican? Can you call a Puerto Rican that?
What?
A spick.
They're Spanish. Hispanic.
Yeah. But I've never heard a Puerto Rican referred to as that. I've heard Mexicans. Yeah. But I've never heard a Puerto Rican referred to as that.
Anybody who's Hispanic is a spick.
Is it just brown?
Well, I mean, as long as you speak Spanish, I guess.
Okay. I need to learn some Spanish.
For what? It's not like you're moving to Puerto Rico or Mexico.
No, but it would be good to have a second language. And it would, you know, I've got people I've talked to or I know through online and stuff like that. They're like, oh yeah, no, I can, you know, I know two languages. Like, cool. What do you know? English and Irish. I'm like, cool. When the fuck are you ever going to use Irish? I mean, like, seriously.
Irish, they have their own dialect?
Well, they dialect. Either that or like, you know, it's like somebody saying, you know, I can speak Sanskrit or some shit. I can speak Latin. Okay. Well, you know, when are you ever going to use
who's
Latin?
Who's commenting? I can't read that.
Emmanuel Comas.
Oh, that's my brother.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
He says, what the fuck?
What the fuck what?
What the fuck what?
You see the number on the live stream. You got a question, give us a call, Pumpkin.
But to me, knowing Spanish would be a lot more beneficial and usable to me than any other language. It's like, you know, what am I going to go learn Italian? Why?
Because you could go to Italy.
Okay. Which they speak just as much. Most of the people in Italy, from my understanding, they speak Italian and English almost perfectly because of all the tourists and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's places where they don't speak.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there is.
Me no speak English.
Yeah. It's just like I'm sure there's places in Puerto Rico that don't speak English. I'm sure there's a lot of places in Puerto Rico that don't speak English.
Yeah, probably. Like if you go into the country, deep into the country, the older people, they probably don't.
Yeah, why would they?
They don't care about that anyway.
I did see something. I think it's, I don't know if it's happening this year or next year, about I think they're finally, which I don't think is a good idea, but I think they're finally going to make Puerto Rico a state.
Well, that shit passed like a long time ago. They've just been dragging their feet.
I don't think it's a good idea, though.
How is it not a good idea?
I don't know. Just from, did you, the guy,
He was on Rogan's a while back. He argued against it and had some good points. It's like, you know,
what's his name?
I can't fucking remember. I wish I could. I'll have to really go back. It's been a while back. It's been almost like a year ago. But let's just talk about, you know, if you become a state, then, you know, like right now, Puerto Rico is not saddled with the national debt that we have.
Right. Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah. So if you're going to, you know,
they become part of the national debt.
Yeah. They become part of the national debt.
And they have to start making payments on that.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a call. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk. Who do we have on the phone?
Emmanuel.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
I wish I could.
Hey, tell tell that person in the back to shut up.
No, that's the podcast.
that is you guys.
Yeah.
Well, how about you turn the volume down?
What is it? It's old school Lexiteria. Turn the radio off.
Yeah, turn the radio off. What's up, bro? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, it's your birthday today?
Well, it was like a couple of
days ago. No, it was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh. I hope you at least called him yesterday and told him happy birthday.
No, I do like I do everybody on Facebook. Happy birthday, motherfucker. Oh, keep it moving.
See, you're just that's.
Yeah, I got 2 days off of work, so I was pretty excited for my birthday.
Oh yeah, what you got to do?
Nothing. They, I guess Toyota's not really selling too many cars, so they canceled production for Thursday and Friday. So I wasn't complaining because Thursday was my birthday, so I only had 3 days of work, so I was cool with it.
Nice, but that means that you don't get paid.
No, but I do get paid for shutdowns, and I get bonuses, so it makes up in the end.
Oh, that's good. How are the boys?
Yep. The boys are good. Your little nephew here is whining too freaking much, though.
Oh, my nephew or your son?
My son. My son. Yeah. My newborn.
Oh, the newborn. Oh, well, he's a newborn, dude. Yeah.
He gets a pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was offensive when you guys started saying Spicks.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
I only said it because Rollo said it.
Well, so. I said it, mm-hmm. So I can say it.
I got pulled into the trap, though, and I said it, too. So, see, you got me. I'm not allowed to say
it's
that.
It's all right.
That's what happens when you get pulled in.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, you're bad for me. Y'all already called me racist for like a year now, and then you sucker me
in. Unlike my brother, you should have pulled out.
That's messed up.
This motherfucker
does mom watch this show? Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not. I don't know. I think she has before.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah, I think I've seen her on the like pull into the stream. I'm like, oh shit, that's Wallow's mom. Yeah. And then you're over there, you go, eating it from the back. I'm like, oh yeah, cool. All right.
Well, this is an adult show. So yeah,
mom knows what she's getting into.
She needs to be an adult and deal with it. So
21 and older, huh?
I don't know, man. I think you need to be a little bit more open. So I'm going to say about 30 and over is good.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. I'm 31 then.
I know my brother's got a little factory going on.
Does he?
Yeah.
I got 3 kids. I'm done. Yeah. I got 3. I'm done.
Yeah, I should have stopped.
I wanted a girl, but I didn't get it.
Oh, you got pulled in by that? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got a buddy of mine who's got 5 got 5 daughters.
Ooh.
5.
I wouldn't want that on anybody.
Trying for that boy. I'm like, bro, it didn't happen. I think I would have stopped at 3. Like, nope, 2 more times. We're going to try.
Hey,
like, okay.
Mom's on there right now talking.
I know.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, what?
Hey, Mom.
Oh, hey, listen, this is not a show so you can call in and talk to Mom. You want to talk to Mom, you give her ass a call.
Jesus, we're going to have to rename the podcast now. Yeah. It's going to be Wallow's Family Reunion.
Yeah, no shit.
I did talk to her.
Okay.
I talked to her before I went to the shooting range.
Oh, all right. Bro, you sound more redneck every day.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, well, that's what happens when you live in Indiana.
Yeah.
Mm.
I guess so.
You gotta assimilate with those white folks.
They don't even know he's Hispanic.
Right.
No, I have to blend in.
He's like, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Everybody gonna be shooting there.
Just take your pouch of Red Man, put it in the back pocket. Don't ever chew it, but just leave it there just in case.
And he drives a truck too, so.
I hope it's a Toyota truck.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That'd be fucked up. Be like, you know, working for Toyota, pulling in with a Chevy.
I think a lot of people do, though.
I'm sure
they
do.
Listen, they buy American. Hey. Even though Toyota's well, then, American too.
I about to say, you're probably buying more American if you buy a Toyota.
Yeah. And it's Chevy made in Mexico and shit. Some of it.
Some of it is. Ford's the same way. Some of them are made in Mexico and yeah, everywhere else. The Excursion, that was the last. That one, it had its nice little stickers, you know, proudly made in US of A. And it even had the plant.
Do they have stickers when they come from Mexico? It says, proudly made in Mexico?
No. But sometimes you can look under the seat and find pesos. Then you go, I know where this was made. Yeah, I know.
I'm bad. Sure.
Ours says made in Japan, assembled in U.S.
There you go. Yeah. So they can get by with that. But there's not a lot of Toyota's got a lot of manufacturing here, too. Not
what,
just
what are you all building in your factory?
The Sienna, the...
What's the minivan?
Yeah. What is it? Yeah, the Sienna, the High... No, not the Highlander. No, not the Corolla. No.
I'd love to say
the I know Accord. It's the Sienna. The Sienna, Jesus.
That's what you need, a
Sienna. I don't even know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's like, what am I building? I don't even know what the fuck I'm building here.
He's like...
Hell no, I don't know what I'm building. I just stay and drive a fork truck. I just make sure I don't wreck the parts.
That's a good call. Yeah. Been too many videos you can watch of people with forklifts just ruining warehouses.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That dude's fired or dead.
All right, bro. Well, we're going to let you go.
All right.
Thank you for calling. Yep. Peace.
Always.
Wallow's brother, y'all.
My redneck brother.
Redneck brother.
that's
You just need to start calling him Daryl.
Daryl.
My brother Daryl.
My brother Daryl.
My brother Daryl. My other brother Daryl.
I know.
A lot of people don't know that reference. I mean, a lot of people don't know that reference.
I don't even know what the fuck that means.
Really? You just know the reference?
I know the name Daryl.
Okay. It's from the old Bob Newhart or Newhart show.
See?
Old school stuff.
That's some white shit, bro.
Dude, it was old school TV. It wasn't no white shit. It was just on the same time Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son wasn't no white shit.
I lived in Puerto Rico most of my life. Until I was 17.
Oh, okay, so y'all had radio shows. Oh, come on. I'll take it. Hey, not everything works.
Stupid idiot.
I'll take that.
Like, I didn't know about all those shows, you know. We had cable and all that, but I mean, I would see...
But you wouldn't watch it?
No, man. I was trying to watch cool stuff like Max Headroom.
Oh, yeah.
On Cinemax.
Dude, there's just nothing like, I mean, you know, me and you, we grew up in the Saturday morning cartoon age, yeah. You know, where you got your bowl of cereal, you sat down, you literally
watched
3 hours or 4 hours of cartoons on a set. And that was the only time you could watch cartoons. That was it.
Yeah. It was
Saturday morning.
Saturday morning cartoons. And then at noon, Super Estrellas de la Lucha Libre. That's wrestling.
Yeah. See, we just had regular wrestling.
Yeah, well, WWF.
Yeah, WWF, WWE. Or no, I mean, well, same thing. What was it?
AWA, NWA.
WCW.
Yeah.
You know.
When I got here, then I still watch cartoons, you know, bit in the morning.
I still watch fucking cartoons now.
WCW on Saturday mornings would come up at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
They had a show and I was like on it. All right. Who's commenting? I can't read that.
It's your brother again. Your mom. Your mom said, don't you see the kid's pool in the back of his truck? Smiley face. Just thanks mom for throwing me under the bus. Bye bye pool. You could just make fun of Hey.
Real redneck right there.
I ain't mad. I ain't mad at it at all.
So, yeah, man, I watched wrestling for so long, and it's sad because I don't even watch it. I mean, I watch a little bit here and there,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not like I used to, like back in the day.
I've got friends of mine who are my age who are literally, it's like, yo, what are you doing tonight? Dude, it's Raw.
I'm WrestleMania. Like, well, WrestleMania was this past Sunday.
I know, but my buddy Scott, we'll have a little group text going back and forth, like, you know, what are you doing? Hey, anybody want to hop on and play some video games or something? And Scott will be the first one, be like, nah, it's Monday night, Raw night. It's like,
oh my God. Oh my.
Which is funny because when you look at him, you're not like, oh, this is a wrestling dork, but he is a wrestling dork.
Like, once the Attitude Era ended, you know, I kind of stopped watching because not only that, I had gotten into, you know, MMA.
Yeah.
I was doing kickboxing and, you know, started grappling and all that stuff. And I started watching mixed martial arts, you know, yeah. Pride, UFC, anything that I could get my hands on that was, you know, as far as fighting, I was watching. So at that point, you know, because it was always the same storyline, you know, in wrestling. So I was like a little tired of it.
It gets a little stale. The characters yeah. change, but the story arcs kind of stay the yeah. same. Betrayal, I mean, yeah. and redemption. It's the same yeah. thing.
Good versus evil. Mm-hmm. You know, and then at some point the good guy were, you know, will start getting booed and he'll turn into the bad guy, and the guy that was getting booed will turn into the good guy, and I'm like, predictable.
Yeah, like that whole era whenever Hogan was the evil Hogan.
The Hollywood Hogan?
Yeah.
And the NWO?
All the, you know, just all black with the black bandana. Yeah. I like that. And it's like, oh my God.
The black beard, but yeah. still have the blonde mustache. It's like, dude, you look like shit.
Hey, one of the funniest things is still from, it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They were talking about Hogan on their wrestling episode. It was like a skin of a hot dog, hair of a Chinaman.
that makes complete sense.
And it does, because if you remember the images from him back in the heyday, it was, you know, he wasn't tan. That was not tan. That was mahogany. He was like that tan.
Yeah, right.
You know, but just blonde, thin hair.
It's like, dude, let it go. He still has that stupid bald spot
yeah.
with the little fraily, you yeah. know, hair on the side.
Yep. He's just got the grown out Picard.
And you're always wearing a bandana, bro. Shave your head. Let it go.
Can't do it, bro. Can't do it.
Let it go.
Just like he's always going to have that the little mustache with the handlebars. Yep.
Yeah.
That's his image.
It's like, bro, you have got to let it go.
Nah. He'll die like that, bro.
Probably.
They will bury. I guarantee you, I fucking call it now. They will bury him with a bandana on. I'm calling it right now.
They should shave his head and be nope. like, bro, you made a fool out of yourself for too many years. We're shaving your head.
Nope, I'm telling you.
What was he going to do?
I'll put money on it. He'll be buried. He's going to
be dead.
I know, but still.
He ain't going to fight nobody over it.
Doesn't matter. Oh, guarantee you, bandana. I'm calling my shot.
Speaking of wrestling, did you see that The Rock's coming out with a tequila?
Really?
Yeah, he's got his own tequila.
Damn.
Apparently, he had submitted the patent for the name, which was Mana, which is some sort of
Samoan
for spiritual and brotherhood and all that stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, like a good vibe yeah. type of thing.
Yeah.
But apparently, it was too similar to something else. Mm. And they rejected it. So I guess he still doesn't have a name for it. But he posted, there was a picture of him like doing the tasting of the tequila. And like he had like a couple of sentences where The Rock was saying he was just coming off of Mexico, you know, where he went and tasted, you know, tequila from all the barrels and all that stuff. And that the, you know, tequila should be coming out pretty soon.
I've never been a tequila sipper.
Bro. I like tequila. Actually, I hate tequila. I hate the first shot.
Right.
But the next nine, oh, God, they're so great.
See, I've never been a shooter. I mean, I've done the shots, but I've never been a shooter. That's why I like rum. I like rum and scotch and stuff, yeah. you know, sipping liquors.
No, I don't, I mean.
But I know people who sip tequila.
Yeah, I slam it.
Yeah, most people do. I know people who, you know, they sip vodka, and I'm just like, oof. Because I've never found a vodka where I was like, "Oh, that's nice. That's smooth." No.
I'm not big into the alcohol. You know, I don't drink scotch. I don't bourbon, whiskey, none of that.
I probably have one beer a month, and maybe one. I might pour a glass of rum, maybe like, once a month.
Like if we go somewhere, you know,
I don't drink,
and we're having dinner or whatever, I'll have a beer. You know, if I go to Jalen's, I'm gonna have some beers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have some beers for sure.
Yeah.
But as far as liquor, man, it's gotta be like a big event.
Yeah.
Know, something huge.
That's what I mean. Like if it's a rum or scotch night, it's one of those nights where I'm sitting on the back porch or by the pool, you know, me and Amanda are just sitting back at chilling. Yo, what's up, Brandon?
Brandon who?
Brewer. He just joined.
Oh, okay.
From the Nest podcast.
Nerd entertainment and sports talk.
That's right.
Yep. You guys got a lot in common.
We do. I've been getting back into baseball a lot lately.
Yeah, me too. By listening to his podcast. Yeah. I know who the free agents are. I know who got signed. I know who got a good deal. I know who got a shitty deal. I know it all.
Nice. See, I haven't got that deep into it, but I've gotten back to where I'm enjoying. Like, I'm watching it on TV again, yeah. Where I'm enjoying watching some games and, you know, listening. Or I can't listen to them. I can't find a internet stream where I can listen to a game. Because, you know, most of the time the games start at 1:05 and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm up here for another 2 hours working. Man, I'd love to just have it.
Yeah, you're not going to catch me watching any baseball games. Sorry.
I enjoy watching it. Hell,
If you say we're going to a Braves game or fucking Tampa.
Oh, I'm going to a Braves game.
Or to a Marlins game. I'm like, yo, I'll go.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to go to a Braves game. Probably not this year, but I'm going to go to a Braves game next year.
Last time I went to a baseball game was in Atlanta, and it was the Braves. I want to say it was 1995. It was at the old Fulton County Stadium.
Yep.
Before it was Turner Field. And they played the Cubs.
Okay.
And the final score was 18-1.
Jesus.
I know. Everybody was home, you know, hitting home runs. Ryan Klesko, Chipper Jones. Shit, I think even the pitcher got a home run. it was crazy. It was a good time. I enjoyed it. You know, I was, I called out from work. I was supposed to be
working. Sick. Okay.
And, ESPN was, doing the game. And, I get to work. I think it was on Wednesday because I called out on Tuesday too. And, somebody goes, "Hey, I thought I saw you at the Braves game." I'm like,
"No, you didn't." I'm Puerto Rican. We all look alike.
I'm like, I was fucking sick. He's like, "No, I'm pretty sure it was you." I'm like, Nah. It wasn't me.
Nah.
It wasn't.
It was. I've been to one Braves game, Turner Field, because our company is based out of Atlanta. We have one of our offices in Atlanta. So Right. Our company used to get tickets. So we got to go, went to the 700 Club there, or the 500 Club, whatever the club is.
Oh, the Mile High Club, yeah.
No. but you have like a nice meal before the game, and yeah. Then you go down to your seats and everything, and it was my first major league baseball. I've been to plenty of Suns when they were, you know, the Suns and not the Jumbo Shrimp or whatever.
I've been to one of those. Disappointing.
I've been to Suns games. They're not bad. Or I haven't been to a Jumbo Shrimp game yet. I've been to Suns. But the Braves game, dude, it was so much fun. It was a lot of fun because what you don't see on TV is all the shit that's going on between innings and yeah. You know, just there's always something going on because we had both the kids there. Or no, I'm sorry. We just had Tegan there. And I was worried she was going to be bored out of her mind. And she was, you know, very young. Dude, she watched everything going on because there was shit happening everywhere.
Well, it's a different vibe, too, you know.
Just like hockey. You know, yeah. We used to go watch minor league hockey.
Right.
Loved it.
The Lister Kings?
Yep. Back in those days.
Yeah. I was 95. I used to go to all the fucking games downtown.
Dad took me to my first. I actually got to see an NHL game. It was here in Jax. It was Philadelphia versus Boston. It was an exhibition game.
Oh, okay.
It was back when Eric Lindros played.
Wow. Yeah. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Because I remember.
Because I'm going to retire young, too, yeah. From all the concussions.
Well, I remember he checked a dude into the glass because dad got his seats right on the glass. And yeah. I was a kid. But I do remember Lindros checking a dude into that glass and just wrecking the fucking
He guy. Was a big dude.
He was. He became. That game made me become. That's why I'm a Flyers fan for hockey. But that I was like, Lindros is a god in hockey.
He was such a big dude, but he was also a target for everybody.
He was. Well, because he was like one of those good all arounds. Like right. He was big. He could skate.
He could check you, but he could score.
He could score. So yeah. They, you know, he wasn't just an enforcer.
No.
Because yeah. He could have been. I mean, he was huge. Yeah. But no, he could score. He was good on his feet. But yeah, he got hit in the head a lot.
Way too many times.
Yeah. Well, it's just like when Earnhardt was on Rogan talking about all the concussions he's had. You're like, wow, I never thought about that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, holy shit. Crazy.
Well, you figure, you know, you're going 150 miles an hour and you fucking wreck and you're spinning.
Yeah.
You're going to spin for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You hope you just slide. And then if the tire, you catch the grass and
boop, boop, boop. Yeah, but you've seen those cars take flight.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get bumped from the back, you know, like they hit the quarter panel and all of a sudden they just lift.
Yeah, they've changed a lot with the design of the cars now, with the flaps and everything, to try to keep them down. But even now, I've seen some where it's just too hard of a hit, and it gets the car up, and once it gets underneath, you know, the car, as long as you can keep it from underneath the car, you're fine. But as soon as it gets under the car, if it's moving at speed, it's flipping.
Yep. I went to the 1997 Daytona 500.
Okay.
I think Dale Jarrett won it, if I'm not mistaken.
I haven't been to a Daytona 500. NASCAR, if I'm going to watch NASCAR, I'd much rather watch it on TV.
Yeah.
Here at home, because, you know, everything else, baseball game, you know, you can get in the shade and stuff like that. But NASCAR, you're just in the sun. Mm-hmm. Just, there's no hiding from it.
It was sunny and cold.
Well, then that would be I could deal with that.
Dude, because, you know, the Daytona 500 runs in
February.
Beginning of January. End of January, beginning of February.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was sunny and cold. So it's kind of sucked.
Yeah, dude. Man, when I was a kid, my dad he took me, like I said, hockey games. I remember going to, were you here in Jacksonville when they had the Bulls, the basketball team?
Yeah.
He took me to one of those. I used to have a picture somewhere of me with the cheerleaders from the Bulls. Basically, their outfits were like Hooters outfits back.
I remember.
So I got those. I remember when soccer tried to make it here years ago, probably in the 80s or something, the first time soccer.
80s, good Lord.
Yeah. No, like there used to be there was a soccer team here in Jacksonville when I was a kid.
Well, they have one now. It's called the Armada. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a game.
I have not either.
I've been to the Giants game, which is the new basketball team.
Have you?
That was last year. It's all right.
Have you been to a Sharks game yet?
I've been to a Sharks game, but it was, man, I want to say 2001.
I've got some friends of mine who are
2002, just maybe
passionate season tickets holders for Sharks games. Like, well, they are all in.
Well, they're high scoring.
They're high scoring. The season tickets are relatively cheap for a season ticket kind of set.
Like single game tickets are like $14, $15.
Yeah, I mean it's real accessible. Yeah. I've been to one Jaguar game. I didn't enjoy it. Just because that amount of people, it was just nutty. And especially it's that amount of people here in Jacksonville. So it's a coliseum of assholes. So it's like, nah, I'm out.
Yeah, so. I went to one a couple of years ago. It was all right, you know. But I used to go more often. I do need to start going back to the games because I do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a pain in the ass when you're parking,
you're
trying to get out, and everybody trying to get out at the same time. It's like I'd much rather watch it at home too.
Yeah.
What I haven't done is go watch an NBA game in Orlando, and I've been here since 1993. You figure. Fuck, bro. You've been here for 26 years.
You ain't went to see no Orlando Magic?
You still haven't gone to see an Orlando Magic game. The only NBA game that I saw was an exhibition game here in Jacksonville, and it was Indiana versus Dallas.
Okay.
Yep. Reggie Miller was playing.
Oh.
Long time ago.
The throwback.
Long time ago. Yep.
He was good.
He was. He was one of those guys that if your team was playing against him, you hated him.
Oh, yes.
But if you were pulling for the Pacers, you knew he was going to do some shit.
Get the ball in his hand at the end.
Like when Michael retired, you know, and Indiana just couldn't get over the hump from the Knicks, I was pulling for Indiana, man. They were exciting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was Reggie Miller. What was the other guy's name? I think Detlef Schrempf was on the Pacers at the time too. Haywood Workman.
Yeah, but back in those days, nobody could get past the Knicks.
The Flying Dutch. What was his name? That really tall guy.
What year was that?
Fucking the 90s, bro.
Sometime in the 90s.
They finally got over the hump, but they made it to a finals, but the Lakers killed them. But that was in the early 2000s.
Yeah, that ain't no more now. Lakers ain't killing shit now.
No, I saw that fucking LeBron called it a day for the season. He like sat down and shit like a couple of weeks before the season ended.
He is one of those people where, God, it makes it hard to just root for him. You want to because he's got skill. He's a good player. And I mean, or he can be. I mean, he can just come out and just blaze people.
Yeah.
But then just sometimes his attitude, you're just like, dude, you fucking suck. You suck as a teammate. And it's like, I can't root for you being that shitty. You know, I watched him when he went to Miami and it was like, hey, you kind of fucked Cleveland over, but you know, yeah. I'll watch you in Miami, whatever.
Yeah.
He wasn't such a douche in Miami. Then when he went back to Cleveland, I was like, all right, cool. Cause I like watching good players.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I'll watch him in Cleveland. All right. You know, cool, cool. And then it's like he went to the Lakers and just fucking douche ego came out of nowhere. I mean, it's always kind of made little flashes here and there, but like, this time it's like stuck.
You don't have the backup to go deep into the playoffs.
No.
I mean,
and you're the Lakers.
Who's your number two guy? Lonzo Ball? A guy who's, I think he's second or third year in the league now.
Yeah, he's a kid.
And he really hasn't proven himself.
No, he's a kid.
He's not really like a guy that you give the ball and be like, yo, get us out of this shithole.
Yeah, well, that's supposed to be LeBron. LeBron's supposed to
be. No, I understand, but, you know, Jordan had Scotty.
Yeah.
You know, Scotty can score too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he had Scotty, he had Rodman, he had.
Well, you got to remember, Rodman got in.
He was late.
He was a late acquisition there. You know, for a long
time. He had Kerr.
But for a long time, it was just Scotty and Horace.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Everybody forgets about Horace.
You know, those guys were putting in the work. So Jordan had a good, you know, backup cast.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he was Michael Jackson and, you know, everybody else was Tito and Jermaine.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, and you also had Bill Paxton.
Yep.
No, not Bill. No, he was John Paxton.
Yeah.
Bill Paxton is the actor that passed away. Sorry. So you had John Paxton. He was a good shooter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill Cartwright. You wanted him to score within the first couple of minutes of the game, you know, because after that, it's like, don't give him the ball. You know,
hands get sweaty, a little slippery.
It's like, bro, you're 7 feet tall and you're running like you're 90 years old.
Yeah, he didn't have speed. No. He had reach. I mean, he was all right on defense, but back then they could literally just put a center under the basket and he didn't have to move. Yep. He could just stand there and put his arm up.
And that dude was tough.
Yeah.
He was fucking tough. You had to be back tough. Then.
Like, if you go back and watch, like, I'll do that sometimes, go down a sports rabbit hole on YouTube and watch the old stuff. And, you know, there again, that's why I like the Knicks. Nobody could get over the Knicks back in those days because it was like going up against a fucking rugby team on a basketball court.
But, you know, they got to the finals and that was it. Houston took care of them.
Yeah. Well, because Houston was a pretty rough team too.
So, you know, the Knicks had a good run when Ewing was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they built up to something, to a team that was really fucking good. But you had Chicago in the fucking East. You're not going to get past Chicago when they were, you know, firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
You know, like the first 3 years, I think the Bulls pretty much got them all, you know, got the Knicks out of the playoffs when they won the championship.
Yeah. And that's what the Lakers used to be. Like, if you were in the West, you built your team to beat
Boston
the Lakers.
Boston was like that too in the 80s, you know? So how the fuck did we get into the NBA?
Ah, fuck if I know. We were just talking about. Oh, you were saying you've never been to a Magic game.
Oh, that's right. Speaking of the NBA, what's his fucking name? Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Wade called it a career. Finally.
Good run.
Yeah.
Good run.
So Nowitzki won one championship in Dallas. And I believe Wade has three. One with Shaq. And two with LeBron and Bosch, I believe.
Okay.
So three rings, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
You know?
I mean, there's guys who've had careers in the NBA who's never even made it to the fucking finals. So three rings, it's good.
Oh, I mean, there's guys that made it to the finals and never got a ring.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley, I'm talking about.
Don't worry.
Listen.
Shaq reminds him.
Bro, that's got to be tough, though.
Oh, yeah. But even still, he's still one of the great. Well, I don't know if I would consider him one of the greatest, but he was a damn good player.
Charles Barkley is at least in the top 50 players of all time.
Okay, I'll give you that. Sure.
You know, and for him to go out and not win a ring, like when he finally got to the finals, he was in Phoenix and they go against the Bulls in the finals. And come on, nobody was beating the Bulls at that point.
No, that was his shot.
No. You know, Jordan left for a year. came back almost at the end of the second season that he was in, you know, from departing. And they made the playoffs, but they didn't win the championship. So they won three. 2 years, the Bulls did not win. I think it was the Rockets who won those 2 years, if I'm not mistaken. And then the next full season that Jordan was back, it was like, oh, we're winning another three.
Yeah.
So
I'm back, bitches. Step away.
Step aside. So he went to the finals once against Seattle. You know, they didn't have a shot.
No, who was their guy? It was what, Gary Allen?
Gary Payton and Gary Sean Payton. Kemp. And then the other two were against Utah.
And that was Stockton and Malone.
Stockton and Malone and Russell.
Yeah.
Which Jordan make look foolish. They keep playing the highlight over and over and over. It's like, fuck. You know, Russell's got to be like, when the fuck are you guys going to let this shit go?
Well, it's just like anybody, you know, what about Bisbing? Bisbing will always and forever be known for that one time he got knocked out by Henderson.
You know, you say that, but I don't, yeah, unless you bring it up, I don't remember it.
Oh, I do. I do because I hated Bisbing during that time. Trust me,
I wasn't a fan of Bisbing, but somehow he won me over. And
yeah, over time. But during that time, I was like, kill him.
All I remember was him going on a tear and finally getting his title shot and fucking beating Luke Rockhold and, you know, talking shit to Luke Rockhold.
Told you I'm going to fuck you up, buddy.
That was real big of him.
Oh, yeah. But then during that time, I hated Bisping. I hated him. So whenever Henderson literally knocked him out and then went for the flying in the air elbow to the ground, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hell, Hendo made that his fucking logo. Yeah.
And look at him now. Retired.
Retired.
Both of them.
Yep.
He made a tweet, something about coming back to fighting. Guys, I just want to let you know I'm coming back to fighting, but he was mocking Conor.
Yeah.
I believe that's what he was doing at least.
So. Have you seen some of the, now granted, it is well warranted heat and hate and everything, but some of the tweets that's been going around for, TJ?
Bro, you know, here's the thing. So TJ Dillashaw got popped, you know?
Yeah, and he got popped in a big way.
He got popped for EPO, which, by the way, I need to retract my comment of EPO being safer than steroids.
Okay.
After reading more into it, EPO is pretty fucked up. It could fucking give you a stroke.
Yeah, well, that's
so what, it thickens your blood.
Yeah, that's what Lance was talking about. Like, the guys who were on EPO were in the middle of the night doing rides to just keep the blood going.
Right, so it has to be the perfect dose, you know, and it has to be monitored constantly, unlike steroids. You know, you put whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, you just do your cycle and move on.
You do your cycle and go about your life.
Yeah.
This shit could give you a stroke, bro. And I was like, oh, man, it's your own blood. Fuck it. Yeah. Let him do it. So, guys, I'm going to have to retract my statement.
Dr. Wallow says not to do EPO.
I did a little bit more research and apparently, it's not all that great for you if you do it wrong. I mean, obviously, if you have a great team behind you that's constantly monitoring the shit, it works. Yeah. It works perfectly. So TJ got a suspension.
2 years.
So he got 2 years because they went back to a test from the original Cody Garbrandt fight.
Oh, did he pop for that?
And that popped for EPO.
No shit. I didn't know that. Wow.
But it's like, why are you going back?
Well, because they can.
No. What's the purpose of it? At the time that you administered that drug test, you deemed him clean.
Yeah. But, why? You know, he said technology's gotten better, this, that, and the
other
thing.
That's fantastic. But how far back are you going to go then?
Well, I mean,
should we go back all the way back to like when Randy Couture and Tito Ortiz were fighting?
No, but I think USADA can go back as far as since USADA's. USADA could probably go back since they've been implemented into the UFC.
I think that's a whole bunch of shit.
Well, I mean,
you shouldn't go back.
Yeah, but they've done it in the Olympics too.
What?
They've went back 10 years before for Olympics and taken medals from people.
This isn't the Olympics.
I understand.
I could give two shits about the Olympics.
It's not like they've never gone back before. I mean, this isn't.
They don't need to. You know, it's just I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Because instead of having now a year suspension, you're fucking him over on a 2-year suspension. I'm not, you know, saying that what he did was right.
Right, right.
But what I'm saying is you're using a test that you deem clean to fuck him over and give him another year.
Yeah.
What is this man supposed to do now? Fighting was his career. Granted, he's got a, you know, little side businesses here and there.
Yeah.
But that was his main source of income.
I wonder if he's going to lose Muscle Farm.
Talking about sponsorship?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know Muscle Farm wasn't administering this shit?
Well, I don't, but I'm just saying. I mean, most of the time, you know, a lot of times if you're going to, you know, a 1-year suspension, I don't think they worry too much about. But, bro, you're gone two. You're out 2 years. 2 years in the fight game, you can almost, you're almost on that verge of irrelevant. Bro,
you might as well just call it.
Yeah.
Say, I'm done.
And what sucks for him, too, is, you know, the UFC is not going to, he's suspended. They're not going to release him out of his contract. So it's not like he can go
to Japan, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. So he's not going to be able to make any money fighting.
So he did come out and he did admit, you know, that's why he fucking gave up the belt right away. Because he knew.
Yeah.
He knew he was caught.
Yeah. He was probably like, maybe if I just give everything up, they'll just hit me with this test and I'll move on. I'll take my year and bounce.
You know, he came out and he said he messed up, you know.
No
and,
shit.
You know, give his little, give, you know, like, it was on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw his tweet that he posted something on Instagram. And then I just was reading the tweet replies and was fucking comical.
I know I've been critical of Jones because he's, you know, always getting suspended for bullshit. Mm-hmm. But you know what? At this point, I have to believe that most of these guys are doing something.
I don't know.
Just because they haven't been caught doesn't mean that they're not.
True.
So,
but I mean, I'm not going to paint everybody with that brush.
I'm going to say most of them.
75%?
Maybe.
Okay.
They're all trying to get an edge.
I don't know if I mean, in a way I agree with you, in a way I don't. I don't think everybody does.
So what happens? I mean, how does the sport move on?
I mean, I don't think Brock Lesnar's doing anything like that.
Yeah, when he's asleep.
Yeah. That's the only time he ain't got a needle in him.
I think he wakes up and somebody hands him a protein shake and a needle. Drink that and then put that in your ass. Not in the hole, on the cheek.
On the cheek.
So, I mean.
But it does.
This is a big deal.
It is because, I mean, really, how long has he been doing EPO?
Well, apparently Cody Garbrandt had mentioned something about him doing EPO a while back, like before they fought the first time.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
We're talking about years.
Yeah.
I mean, like, his whole legacy at this point.
Yeah, was he on it at Alpha Male?
Tainted. Well, apparently that's what fucking Garbrandt was saying.
Yeah, that's a long time. That's like since you've been in the UFC.
7-8 years,
maybe. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't watched it. Supposedly Rogan had a little comment. He was like, yeah, his legacy's, you know, it's gone. It's destroyed.
Yeah. I mean, because
now there's that doubt.
Yeah.
And that's what messes you up. It's the doubt.
But, you know, you look at the guys that retire that never pop for anything and they have a great legacy. It's still a blemish, though, I think.
Oh, for sure.
I think that.
I mean, who's
in a way, I almost feel like, you know what? Let these guys do certain specific amount of, you know, supplements.
Yeah.
That are banned and let USADA administer them. So now everybody has an even playing field. And if it's something that is mental, that they feel like they have to take. Well, you know, that's the thing. You know, they'll do that. And then somebody else, oh, well, I can just add this.
Yeah.
So
anytime there's a boundary, you're going to have the outliers who are going to push past it.
I don't know, man. It taints the sport, but I fucking love the sport.
I don't feel it taints the sport. I think it does.
You're talking about a guy who was possible, you know, had a chance of being champ.
Yeah.
You know, fought for multiple titles. You know, he's a 2-time bantamweight champion because he lost it once and, you know, got it back. And in that run, he was destroying. Dude, Barao hadn't lost in like fucking 10 years. And he made Barao look like Like, yeah. Burrell just started fighting a couple of weeks ago.
I'll say it damages the sport if DC ever pops. If DC ever pops, then okay, that's the sports. It's all it's all bad. They're all on it.
Speaking of DC, they don't know if Brock Lesnar's even going to fight in the UFC. So,
hell no.
So they're trying to make DC Stipe.
Again?
Yeah. Mm.
I think Stipe deserves a shot back.
Yeah, I think so too.
DC's at he's at the end, so he's looking for just that money fight.
Yeah,
and I think Stipe, I don't think is going to be the money fight.
No, no, I don't think that that's well, that's the UFC's fault because
last time
while Stipe was the champ,
they did nothing.
The only promotion that he got was from Modelo.
Yeah,
you know,
and they did a better job than the UFC shit. Did with him. So.
They didn't promote him. They didn't make him into this big star that was going to sell the pay-per-views. You know, make it interesting for the people to buy that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
So they, that was their fault.
It is. But they got that guaranteed money now with the ESPN.
So they don't give a fuck.
You all fast food now.
Well, that's what Shop said.
That's right. You all fast food.
Yeah, Shop, we're listening to you, bro.
Yeah.
We're getting our news from you.
Damn right.
It's not the other way around. I know. Although... we did talk about the same thing, even though I hadn't heard his podcast yet. When I heard it, I was like, oh, shit, we're talking about that the other day.
Yeah, I think he poached us a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's more than welcome to.
Yeah. Yeah, we just asked you to come on just once. Call in. Hell, you don't even have to come in. Just call.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah, I know. Who? Who the fuck are these guys?
Who the fuck are you? You do know that we get 5 million downloads an episode, right. and you get like 7, right? Why the fuck am I going to come on your podcast?
Yeah, but we appreciate our 7 a lot more. We love our 7 listeners.
Yeah, that's true. And as you saw, one of them was my brother and the other one was my mom.
The other one's Brandon.
And the other one's Brandon.
We got Bert. He pulls us up. Sherry, me. So really, it's just us.
Yeah. Oh, what was that?
It's the damn notifications.
For?
Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Since I'm in that Sportszilla group now and I commented on something.
Oh, okay.
Everybody else is commenting, so it's like dinging. So
look who we have here.
What? Who's up here?
Oh, the big baby.
Is it the bowling ball?
Yeah, the bowling ball. Hey, baby. Ugh. She's fine.
I'm surprised that we didn't hear her coming up the stairs.
Now, she came in pretty quietly.
Yeah.
She's got light feet right now.
Mm-hmm. She got in trouble earlier, so she's all trying to be nicey nice.
Yeah, well, she's not being wild right now, so she's good. So, yeah, man, I just don't agree with them going back and hitting him up for an extra year.
Yeah, I mean, that is, granted, you did it. You're going to pay the price. So, I mean, it's hard for me to have a lot of sympathy. I do feel bad that they're going to pop you for 2.
Yeah.
Because that's a long time and fight. I mean, that's one of those things where you have to kind of look at it.
Do I want to keep fighting?
Yeah. Is it worth doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if he could announce retire for a year from the UFC, if that would get him out of his contract and then come out of retirement. No, I don't think he can.
It freezes his contract.
Yeah, that's right. Because who was it? Frank Mir.
Schaub.
Schaub's talked about it too. Mir's talked about it.
Yeah.
So
they extend your contract, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you fight all your fights and you're done with your contract, you're fucked.
Yeah.
You are completely fucked.
It's where the UFC's got you by the balls. It's the price you pay to fight in the big game.
Yeah.
The big show.
I know, man. Sometimes I don't think he's worth it.
I don't think nowadays in the UFC it's worth it. Just because financially, unless you're the
1%.
Yeah, the top 1% of the already top 1% of fighters in the world, you know, so
you're not going to make that change.
You're not going to make that money.
You're not going to make that shot all.
You know, so would it be worth coming to the UFC, or do you think you'd make more money in ONE or, you know, Bellator or, you know. Bellator shells out money. Go to Japan. You can. Yeah. Because I don't think the other fight promotions have the contract structured the same way like the UFC does.
I don't know. I think if you're a big name, they're going to try to lock you up. And hold you to your contract.
Yeah. Which I don't blame them.
You can't try to fucking retire and then next week be in fucking Japan.
Yeah. Well, it's not like boxing. You remember where you had like, you know, every different promotion had, you know, their heavyweight or their championship belt, you know, the WBO and then the.
You know, I wish that the UFC would get with this other fight organizations, and they would allow that to happen. Maybe once a year, put on a super card, you know, put in your Bellator, you know, your heavyweight champion against the UFC's heavyweight champion.
Or do like ladders. Each one's got their ladders.
Yeah.
For weight divisions. And then literally like November, December of the year, you have like two pay-per-views a month. And it's, you know, the heavy, you know, you've got, you know, heavyweight, light heavyweight, and whatever the weight class is under light heavyweight. What would that be?
Middleweight.
Middleweight. You know, championship fights, you know, for the all-encompassing championship.
Yeah.
You know, and you have, you know, other undercard fights and stuff like that. So you can fill out the card. And then, you know, you have your, you know, other weight classes. Do those championships.
It's a shame that they don't. But, you know, I mean, I get why they don't.
Well, because nobody wants to share that money.
Yeah. I mean, and of course, the UFC's got the biggest names and everything. So they're not going to want to split that fucking revenue. Mm-mm. But, man, it would be so great for the fans.
It would. Well, because then I think you would get world champion.
Yeah.
You know, you've got your world champions. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock. She wants to play.
Is it 8 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock.
Holy shit. Well, yeah. Before we go, I just want to touch on Ludane Sincade. He was from Tough One. He passed away recently at 46 years old.
Yep, I saw Dana's thing about it.
Rest in peace. Condolences to his family and friends. Also, I wanted to touch on is Chael Sonnen is fighting Lyoto Machida on June 14, 2019 at Madison Square Garden. And also, real quick, this week, UFC 236 is tomorrow.
Yep.
Co-main event would be Gastelum against Adesanya for the interim middleweight championship.
I feel bad for Gastelum.
And then Max Holloway versus Dustin Poirier for the interim light heavyweight championship. So those two fights should be pretty good.
I think I got Israel and Holloway.
It's just that Gastelum's got that knockout power.
He does. But I think Israel's got that reach. I don't think Israel's going
to. I know, and he's more of a stand up guy. So if he goes to the ground and Gastelum can,
can't believe those two are in the same weight class.
I know.
When you look at him, you're like, how? How the fuck are you in the same weight class?
I know. Anyway, irregardless, you know, I hope that they're both good fights. I love Dustin Poirier, but I also love Max Holloway.
Yeah.
Man. That's a toss-up. Hopefully, it'll be like a double knockout and neither one will win.
You've been wishing for those like a few months now.
I can't decide on that one. I can't decide on the other. So I just hope that they're good fights. And that everybody comes out of it healthy.
Yeah, I'll look for the highlights on Sunday.
Yeah, for sure.
I won't be getting them. I'll be too busy.
I know it's 8 o'clock. You ain't got nothing else to add, right?
No, I'm good, man. I'm ready to eat dinner.
Julian Assange got kicked out of the Ecuadorian embassy and got arrested by British police.
Yep, and he has an extradition order to come here.
And not only that, looks like Switzerland's going to reopen that rape case that he was involved in. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.